heart to the Lord. Yeah. I hope for all of us we would be practiced to do this, right? At the beginning of every day, yeah. Even just to take a few seconds, right? To tell the Lord, Lord, I turn my heart to you.
Yeah.
And even in this way, when we use even our human will, like to make this decision to turn, then actually the veil is taken away.
Yeah. Amen.
And then this will actually lead us into the experience in 2 Corinthians 3:18. Right, what we all with unveiled face beholding and reflecting like a mirror the glory of the Lord
Amen.
Are being transformed into the same image from glory to glory.
Amen.
And so actually when the veil has been taken away, our heart has been turned, now we can behold and reflect the glory of the Lord.
Amen.
So these things are actually very related, right?
Yeah.
This matter of turning and even this matter of glory.
Yeah.
And even What is the glory of the Lord? Where is the glory of the Lord? What is it like? Right? 2 Corinthians 4:6 shows us that the knowledge of the glory of God is in the face of Jesus Christ.
Amen.
Right? When we're unveiled, our heart is turned toward the Lord, we're looking at His face. This is actually with the glory of God.
Yeah.
And so we need to regularly practice this. And I think just realizing that even as we do this, it's not just, an abstract thing or existence of glory, but actually it's also a person, right? It's a person that's in us. And so practically this is actually how we can eventually touch the goal of organic salvation, even the goal of God's economy even, which is glorification. And so I think when we start to touch this matter of glorification, right, I think I love all the songs we've been singing this morning. Even we realize there is kind of a more objective in the future aspect, right, of glorification of our bodies, which this will happen, right? But also, we can't just, okay, that's going to happen in the future, whenever the Lord comes back. Amen. But also, right, there's this present matter, right? There's this a little bit more subjective and more present to our situation now, right? Actually, God's life is growing in us, right? Actually, we're growing glory to glory, even today, right? And so, I'm excited, actually, really, to hear how all of you saints will share your experience of this. And even, I think some parts of this week that really touched me was that our Lord was actually a person who could say that if I glorify myself, my glory is nothing. It is my Father who glorifies me. And so we realize there's a sweet relationship, right, with the even with God and with the Lord, with the triune God, right, with the Son desiring only to glorify the Father, but then that's by the Father glorifying the Son. Right, there's this beautiful relationship here, and even, right, and we're going through John, right, in this week, and so even the main point, right, of John 14 through 16 is that the Son would be glorified, so that the Father could be glorified in the Son.
Amen.
And actually, I love that actually we actually can take part in this. This is not something that's separate from us. And even the next chapter, right, John chapter 17, the Lord is praying for something. I think actually it's something we really need to pay attention to, right? If the Lord is praying for something, right? Because this is something that's on the Lord's heart, right? What is the Lord praying for? Actually, He's praying first that the Father would glorify the Son, right? The Son would glorify the Father. Then even that we would be one, even as they are one, right? And so, it's just something that's so precious, right? Like, our Father desires to be glorified through a corporate expression.
Yeah.
Even this matter of the church life, right? Why do we meet regularly? You could come up with a lot of good reasons, I'm sure, but ultimately, right, like, this practice of the church life is for us to be one, right? To have a corporate expression. This is actually what we were made for. And so, he also touched some aspects about even self-glorification, a little bit more of a sober word. And I hope that, some would bring this out, whatever their experience is of this. But also, he did mention a little bit that there are some maybe who are sharing that he felt maybe had some self-glorification. But he also, I hope none of us would take that as an excuse to not share, to not speak. He specifically said, don't stay in your chair and just say, oh no, but just turn your heart to the Lord, right?
Amen.
Exercise your spirit. And in this way, actually, we would just have, just to be open to the Lord for His leading, right, whether to speak. And actually, this way, we're being glorified even more. Amen. And so, none of us are too young, none of us are too old to speak. So I just encourage everyone to bring out whatever portion of they have that they've experienced this week of Christ's glory.
Amen.
or sure.
2 minutes, I guess.
Amen.
About the word glory and glorification, and so it's a continuing from last week. Well, so I would like to the high peak is that God became man, that man might he might make man God.
Right.
So we're emphasizing man becoming God.
Right.
Man becoming God, and so glory is. Glory is the divine life and the divine nature expressed.
Right.
Expressed.
This is man becoming God. So it's firstly in. So Jesus has, Christ has two, has some titles. He has the title of the Son of God. That's our, we understand that one, that we use that frequently. This morning we're emphasizing Son of Man. So Matthew 25:31 says, when the Son of Man comes in His glory. When He comes, so that's His second coming. So this is after His resurrection. So after His resurrection, the Son of Man has been glorified. He's been resurrected. So now He Himself has been in His, the Son of Man has been glorified.
Amen.
Acts 13:33 says, "You're my son." But it also says, "This day I've begotten you."
Yeah.
I've begotten you. This is humanity. Is humanity being brought into divinity?
Yeah.
Brought humanity into divinity.
Amen.
So how does this happen? This happened by His divinity permeating, saturating His humanity.
Right.
Like the seed, the carnation, the seed sown into the ground, it blossoms. That blossoming is the glory. So the humanity is brought into divinity by divinity saturating and permeating humanity.
Right.
So you can see he lived a life where, so John 7:18, oh, I'm almost done. John 7:18 says, "He who speaks from himself."
Right.
What kind of source? What's being expressed? He
right.
speaks from himself.
Yes.
Just expressing himself.
That's right.
He seeks his own glory.
Yes.
But he who seeks the glory of God.
Yes.
Right. If you seek the glory of God, then what are you going to? What are you expressing?
Yes.
You're expressing God.
Amen.
But how do we do this? Just like the opening said, we do this by having the divine life, by living according to the divine life
yes.
within us.
Right.
Then that divine life and nature is expressed.
Yes.
So we need to grow. We need to be transformed. And then, because this is all spontaneous,
yeah.
it's all automatic. Our living is not so much conscious, it's
yeah.
more unconscious,
right.
more spontaneous, automatic.
Yeah.
So we need to grow in life,
yeah.
grow in the divine life, and be transformed in the divine life.
Yeah.
So that this is the saturation, the permeation, the saturation, the new coming in, and the old going being
right.
washed away.
Yeah.
So this is so that the what comes out, so the what we speak, the words that I speak, I don't speak from myself.
Amen.
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 Praise the Lord. I'm so happy to see, you know, many trainees from Anaheim, and we know there's a big fire, you know, in California. We're so worried about them. And now you bring your peace to over here. we, you know, can see your soul spirit in you. Because you gain a Christ in your youth is really important. Because everyone on earth we are looking for, you know, they are looking for the wealth. They want to get rich. They want to get a reputation. They want to have a good family. They want a good life, you know, and also, you know, the love from the family. But now, you know, in Christ, in your youth, you gain, you know, the eternal glory in your spirit. And you gain the fully love from the Lord. Mm-hmm. And you've got everything, you know. This eternal glory is not just temporary. Mm-hmm. You know, on the earth, we're looking for so many things, but everything in the end will go away. Right. But eternal glory will stay in it forever. So you will gain, you know, this precious, you know, love and precious life in your spirit. I think the Lord loves you so much.
Right. Amen. Amen. I really appreciate it. Glory, as defined, is God expressed.
Amen.
It's the expression of God. And it's intrinsically related to God's economy.
Amen.
Which means that glory is something very practical and tangible in our Christian life. And I really appreciate how even the outline took us from the beginning. In Genesis 1, right, we see, especially if you're from the Northeast, that God created man in His image. Image is for expression. That means our destiny, brothers and sisters, is to express the glory of God.
Amen.
You see that from the very beginning. And then in Revelation 21, you see the New Jerusalem. There's no need of the sun or the moon. Why? Because the glory of God. There's an expression there. I really appreciate what our brother mentioned in the beginning. Oh, this is something that has to be practical, right? And I was very helped, again, our brother bringing us back to 2 Corinthians. Actually, I woke up this morning with this word. Whenever! Brothers and sisters, I really like whenever. Whenever their heart turns to the Lord. Why do we need whenever? Because we have a new day. Why do we need whenever? Because if you're like me, sometimes we kind of, our heart turns away from the Lord. But then there's the whenever. Why do we need whenever? This happened to me this week. Because sometimes there is a left turn. A green light that says you could turn left and you're behind a car that's not paying attention and they delay and you get to the light and it turns red. So what do we do then? This doesn't just happen in California. It happens in New Jersey too. Oh, and it happened to me this week and I just, you want to react, but then I was reminded, whenever.
Amen.
Lord Jesus.
Amen.
Lord Jesus, I want to behold you.
Amen.
I don't want to express myself. I don't want to express myself. We can turn our hearts to the Lord.
Amen.
We can behold Him face to face. And when we do that, we saw, right, the face of Jesus Christ has the glory of God.
Amen.
Actually, the glory of God is in the face of Jesus Christ.
Amen.
So let's keep beholding Him and let's keep reflecting His glory.
Amen.
I enjoyed that verse this week, 2 Corinthians 4:6. It says, because the God who said, out of darkness light shall shine, is the one who shined in our hearts to illuminate the knowledge of the glory of God in the face of Jesus Christ. And anyways, I was telling Shepherd this week, I was like, I listened to this message, and it's like, I just don't feel like I have very much experience of this, you know, of what we're talking about, glory. But what I got from the week is, we have to, whenever the heart turns, we need to turn our heart to the Lord.
Amen.
Because when we turn our heart to the Lord and we behold Him and reflect Him, we're being transformed from glory to glory. And so glory is simply the expression of God. And so actually, the more glory there is, the more there is of the corporate expression of God. But we realize that this glory is in the face of Jesus Christ. So Brother Ron said one thing. He's like, do you realize that we have a person living inside of us? And so glory is not just like light, something coming to us, more glory. Actually, it's just more of this person living in us day by day. So that when we speak, it's not I, but Christ. Right? When we do something, not I, but Christ. That is more glory. Right? So actually, we have to learn to continually turn our heart to the Lord, because the veils just keep coming. Right? Somebody says something, a veil. turn our heart to the Lord, behold Him face to face, we're being transformed from glory to glory. More Amen. Expression of God, less expression of ourselves. So I just appreciate it, actually. This experience of glory starts with our heart.
Yes.
And it's just by, you know, everything that we hear, it's by calling on the Lord and knowing Him. Actually, then there's more expression of the Lord. And actually, that is what He is after. So I just appreciate it. This is the last thing. This glory, this oneness in His glory is the highest oneness that we
Amen.
See in
Amen.
John. And so, actually, when there is this kind of expression and this kind of oneness, actually, that's the ultimate goal of God's economy.
Amen.
And so I just appreciate it. When we turn, we're being transformed. We're beholding, and I appreciate reflecting. Not just beholding the Lord, but we're reflecting the Lord.
Amen.
And so that means there's more glory.
Amen.
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 There's a hymn that really helped me this week to behold God's glory. And this is, I only need to call. I want to share the first stanzas. And it said, "Oh Lord, your name is so sweet, and from it flows a river full of peace and life and light. As from it I cast all my anxious woes, and I need not think, I only need to call. And in this way, I am less, and you are all." You know, this past week is a busy week for me and my wife, and we were very busy at work, and also this is the first week of the semester on Rutgers campus. So there are a lot of like to do things on my list, and in the morning the first thing supposed to enjoy the Lord, but there's a lot of things that's in my mind that do this and do that. But when I heard this hymn, it reminds me that I don't need to think. The only thing I need to do is to call upon the Lord, and whenever I call, the Lord is an all-inclusive Christ, is a life-giving spirit, and can infuse into me and energize me.
Amen.
And I can cast all the anxiety on Him, because I feel like when I am calling upon His name, I am in His presence, and He is doing everything with me.
Amen.
So, since we need to call upon His
Amen.
Name every day.
Amen.
This week message is encouraging message for our Christian life.
Right.
Because we have a hope of glory.
Yes. Yes. Amen.
Glory is an expression what a person have and what person are. If the person is very wealthy, he has the glory of his wealth.
Right.
But this glory is not eternal.
Right.
Even diamond, the largest diamond in the world is in the crown of the Queen of UK. After many years, will become carbon. It's worthless. Oh, praise the Lord. We have the hope of glory in our Christian life.
Amen.
And our Lord will lead us to the glory.
Amen.
How we reflect the glory. It reminds me when Moses, there is a requirement when we want to reflect God's glory. We need to go up to the mountain like Moses to talk to the God.
Amen.
To talk to God. Also in when Lord Jesus brought his disciples, James, John, and Peter, they saw the transfiguration. Where they saw it? It's on the mountain. On the mountain is not really a physical mountain today, but it's, we need to turn our heart to the Spirit, to gaze God. When we are gazing God, we will reflecting His glory.
Yeah.
When I believe that when Peter, James, and John saw God's transfigured, you will see that He's nothing. They are nothing. They are so small, short of God's glory. So that is why they are fell down and worship God. So the more we come
right.
to the Lord, we will feel that we are so short of Him.
Right.
And then two one time, oh Lord Jesus.
Amen.
And then we will not live by ourselves.
Right.
Because we know that we are so small, so short. It's nothing. Amen. We will live by God. The last to become glory, to express glory, the one thing, if I want to express like the kings of UK to have his glory, I have to live in his house. To be one with him. It's what he has will become mine. It's the same with Christ. When we are one with God, we will express his glory.
Amen.
Praise the Lord.
Yes.
Romans 3:23 says, "For all have sinned and fall short of the glory of God."
Right.
And what is the glory of God is his expression. So when we do not express him, we are in sin. And so, you know, the night before the Lord was crucified was in John 17 that he prayed this prayer to the Father. Said, "Father, glorify your Son, that the Son may glorify you. Now glorify me along with yourself, Father, with the glory which I had with you before the world was." This was what he prayed for the night of his resurrection, before he died. And, you know, this is the prayer that he prayed for us, for the believers, that we would all be one, even as we, Father, are one. I in you, and I in you. You and me, and I in them. And this is the highest stage of the oneness. And this is the divine glory. The highest stage of oneness is in the divine glory. And every day we're learning to experience this oneness in the divine glory. That the Lord, he didn't even live for himself. He lived only with what the Father gave him. Right? He was limited, yet he was God. And so stage by stage, you know, the Lord is taking us into this oneness, into this glory. But for that, you know, the Lord has to make his home in our hearts, in Ephesians 3:17, that he would make his home in our hearts, because this person is living in us. And this person is taking us onto glory, right? Because it was fitting for him, for whom are all things and through him are all things, in leading many sons into glory, right? So we are being led into glory, but this is a process, little by little.
Amen.
Denying ourselves, right? Denying every single part of our being,
amen,
that the Lord can penetrate and enter.
Amen.
And so spontaneously, we can express the Lord, and that the Lord must have this oneness before he can return.
Amen.
We need to pray that the Lord would give us this oneness experientially, so that when he comes back, we will be ready to go with him.
Amen.
Every day I pray that the Lord would make me ready.
Amen.
But am I really, you know, in the bottom, in the deepest part of my being, you know, growing in this divine glory?
Amen.
But I keep praying it, even though I don't know it that much. But we pray that the Lord would give us this glory, the highest point of our human living, to be expressing him.
Amen.
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 Amen. Amen. Praise the Lord. This is not just a small matter. You know, we are all sinners, fall short of glory of God. And the Lord is actually, you know, in the process of making us to match him. Match him in every aspect of his attributes. Mm-hmm. Glory is one of those, right?
Amen.
You know, you see when men fell, they, you know, Adam and Eve, they got chased out of Garden of Eden. God placed three items, right? You know, to guard the tree of life. The cherubim and a flaming sword. Right? The cherubim typify God's glory. And the flaming sword, the flame itself is, you know, denotes God's holiness, mm-hmm. and the sword is God's righteousness.
Mm-hmm.
So we need to match God to, you know, in all these aspects, mm-hmm. his glory, his holiness, and his righteousness.
Right.
Wow, you see, this is so high, right? When we actually, you know, when we actually put in front of all these requirements, we feel like we're so short. You know, Lord, I, you know, it's impossible for me to get, you know, get through this entrance, right? But praise the Lord, Christ has accomplished, right? He has really, he, you know, through his one time, you know, righteous deed on the cross, he actually has satisfied the God's righteous requirement, and God's holiness requirement, and God's requirement of glory. And actually, He actually was imparted into us to become our hope of glory. So we're no longer hopeless. Amen. Right? Every time when we feel we are short, we just need to turn to Him. Right?
Amen.
But the feeling of short is very important. Mm-hmm. This is our conscience. Mm-hmm. If we never feel we're short or short of His glory, then there is a danger. Mm-hmm. We may actually not getting the glory. Mm-hmm. Right? So, that's why Paul said he's actually practicing a clear conscience before God and before man. Mm-hmm. Anytime we fell short before God or we fell short before man, our conscience is actually started to, speaking to us, right? We really need to turn to the Lord. Oh, Lord, forgive me.
Yeah.
This is our base. This needs to be our basic Christian practice, I would say, right? We actually confess our sins and we actually ask the Lord to actually recover us, to strengthen us, so that we can actually live out, right?
Amen.
Actually, this message, one of the aspects was talking about to glorify is actually to live out, right?
Amen.
Actually, where the Lord, Jesus said, we are the light and salt of the world, right?
Amen.
On one hand, we live Him out, and on the other hand, we also becoming the shining luminary that can kill all the germs.
Amen.
Actually, this week, I was hoping like I could so easily kill my germs, I got a cold or whatever, something, The germ is really bothering me. It's like every day, oh Lord, Oh Lord Jesus, we need to kill all the spiritual germs, right?
Yes.
Amen.
Amen.
Praise the Lord.
Amen.
Amen.
Amen. Amen. So yeah, I just also follow up with our brother Sharon. So yeah, also welcome all the FTTA, trainees to New Jersey. One thing I'd like to introduce, just the things I know. New Jersey has the most pharmaceutical companies in the country. And so it produces the medicine, right? And it's and the aim is for the human health, I have been working in the pharmaceutical company, in this industry for about 30 years. So in terms of the health, I can tell you the order, okay? So we have a physical body. We have what you're thinking, and we have your spirit. In terms to the matter of health, the most critical actually is from the within to out. What I mean is, if you have something wrong, that's it's already expression of the devil's things or the things inside. The inside, something is not right. I can give you an example. Have you heard the saying, we have a physical heart, but have you heard a word saying, my heart like melt? No, not by love, it's by fear. I mean, if your heart, somebody's heart fainted by fear, that's horrible. That's horrible to physical health. So it just makes sense like saying, in terms of the realm of health, the basic one is you just come to the Lord. You know what's the Bible verse, when Jesus dealing with the fear? I think I read, verse say, it is I. Take your heart. Don't be afraid. That's Jesus' word. Right? It's taking care of our fear. But in our real life, do we have a fear?
Amen.
I do. In the past week, I feel, I think my work is overwhelming, making me fearful. So I need Jesus. I need Jesus to take care of my fear. Yeah. Amen.
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 Since, I just follow the saints' testimonies. When I was listening to Brother Ron Campbell share during the training, and I was so touched, it was section four, in the Gospel of John, we see the glory and glorification of the Lord Jesus. Then in point C, he quoted several verses, and I was so touched to see the pattern of the life of Jesus Christ who is living in us. This is the life of the person dwelling in me. It says, one, I do not seek my glory. There is one who seeks glory for me and judges. So I do not seek my glory. Two, if I glorify myself, my glory is nothing. it is my Father who glorifies me. You know, when you run to the mic and you want to give a great testimony so that everybody thinks, oh, you're the greatest saint on earth. You know, that's self-glory. But here the Lord is, if I glorify myself, my glory is enough. It is my Father who glorifies me. And then three, he says, they love the glory of men more than the glory of God. See, this is the life of, this is the pattern of the life of the person living in us. So we need to, like Brother Leach says, you know, we need to, all the time, you know, living the God-man life, we have to live a life like Jesus did on the earth, denying the self, rejecting the flesh, taking the cross to be crucified every day. We are a person crucified to live another life, which is the embodiment of the triune God mingled with us. This person is the resurrection. This resurrection is the power.
Amen.
And the other thing that so touched me when Brother Rakan was sharing is the matter of the oneness. Like Sister Virginia shared, the glory which you have given me, I have given to you, that they may be one, even as we are one. And very quickly, you know, saints, the oneness in the church that becomes an expression of God's glory is the oneness of the triune God.
Right.
It's the oneness of the Godhead.
Mm-hmm.
So when we come to the church meetings, we need to exercise a spirit to be joined in this mingled spirit so that we are experiencing the oneness of the Godhead, the oneness of Christ. And this oneness is unbreakable. This is not the bigger United Nations oneness. This is not the oneness because we're all scientists. We come together, we have a meeting. You know, we all have a set of beliefs. So we come here every Lord's table. That's not the oneness that God is after. He's after the oneness of, that's in the Godhead.
Yeah.
The oneness of the Father with the Son. That's the oneness He has given us. And that's our right that we need to exercise to touch it.
Amen.
It's really good to be here. So wonderful seeing that God has a desire to be expressed.
Amen.
And I think me being here, it really hit yesterday when I got on the plane, and the Lord really made real that I'm going on this gospel trip, and so automatically I got really anxious. Like, Lord, how am I going? Why am I here? Why, you know, when they were introducing the gospel trip, they were like, if you have nothing to do, just sign up. And I think on the plane it became real that I was just wondering, Lord, how am I going to preach the gospel for the sake of your return? And I think the Lord really, through conversations, the Lord really shined on the matter of how will I. It's actually, and the Lord really brought me back to what was covered in what the verses that a sister mentioned, that we have this treasure in us.
Right.
2 Corinthians 4:7 says, but we have this treasure in earthen vessels.
Amen.
That the excellency of the power may be of God and not out of us.
Right.
And so, actually, this treasure through the last semi-annual, this treasure is actually points back to the previous verse.
Right.
That this treasure is the face of Jesus Christ.
Amen.
And because this, whenever we look at this treasure, this treasure will be expressed through us.
Yeah.
And the more we are beholding and reflecting this treasure, the more the knowledge of the gospel of the glory of God will shine out through us.
Right.
So, you know, I hope that us being here is not an intimidation. But actually, we all are collectively just gazing at gazing at this treasure that's within us,
Amen.
That this treasure may be expressed through us,
yes.
which is just God being expressed through us.
Yeah.
And so, Amen.
Amen.
I really like this word, glory. Yeah, because there's no glory in this world. So the glory here is eternal. So just like a brother and sister shared, the most glorious thing on this world is not glory because it's perished. It's perishable. It's temporary. So when it's perished, everything is empty. So it's not the true glory. But our glory in God is eternal. So that's our hope. So this morning, I just discussed with my husband. I see this week's message is good, it's glory, but how to apply? It's hard to apply. How to apply in daily life? If you can't apply, then no matter how good the message is, mm-hmm. it's not you. It's not built up in you. So my husband just said, do you have fear? I have a lot of fear. As a mom of four children, I have a lot of fear, anxiety. Yeah, if I have fear, then I'm not glorified. Yeah. Like, it's very practical how to be glorified. Yeah, in our daily life, my fear, my anxiety, how to deal with it. Yeah, my fear showed because I still live by myself. I not really depend on God because a lot of things I still want to try to handle by myself. But because self is so limited, our old creation is so limited, so short of glory. So a lot of things we really out of our control. So that's why it causes anxiety and fear and uncertainty. But we can apply this glorification in our daily life. Whenever we fall into the fear, we need to be reminded, we need to turn. This moment is the best opportunity for us to come back to the Lord. And in our Lord, there's a glory, there's a hope, there's a resurrection, so we can apply it in our daily living.
Amen.
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 In the message, it says that we are not only have faith, but also we have the hope of glory.
Amen.
When I'm getting older and older, I appreciate the hope of glory.
Amen.
Well, because when you are older, you know the chance to reach the goal is less and less.
Amen.
So you give up easily, you know, and then it's just like, whatever. You know, and then you just live your way of your life, you know. But this hope of glory, you know, is like, makes you, it's the only thing that you feel like when you on the bottom of the or the valley, it will pull you up.
Amen.
Amen.
It's not, it's easy for us to say turn our heart, but it's also should be very practical, just turn our heart.
Mm-hmm.
And this hope of glory that will bring us to reach the goal.
Amen.
is the chance to put us up, to turn our heart to Him.
Mm-hmm.
With all this hope of glory, I don't think we can reach the goal like mm-hmm. we are the new Jerusalem. I look at myself, it's like, I look at my husband, I was like,
yeah.
You know what I mean? It's like, where it is going to reach the goal, you know?
Mm-hmm.
But I'm so appreciative of the message. We have this hope, and we
yes.
have to really put our faith in this hope of glory.
Amen.
That will
Amen.
Win us. Even today, I'm so dumb. I'm deep into myself. I make every decision that according to my favor. Even in this kind of condition, we have to turn because that's our only chance.
Right.
And then have this hope of glory bring us up in our daily life.
Amen.
So we will have a chance and turning ourselves. I will reach the goal. It doesn't matter what's my situation today. It doesn't matter what I look like today. That day, I know God will bring me to that day.
Amen.
Amen. Amen. Even though we are on different dates, but amen, praise the Lord. That's why I don't really know what to share. But I was touched by the sisters that remind me, even yesterday with my family gathering, you know, I just remember, one conversation with, when I visit other churches, and they say, it doesn't matter how did you start? How wonderful your salvation started, but important is how you ended. That ended really remind me, Lord, preserve us. How am I going to be ended at the very last breath? Lord, that counts in God's eyes. So, and that's like our sister said, if we don't have a glorious hope, we don't have that vision that can draw us, we can never make it. You know, we can go through daily, I mean, that's good. If we have morning watch every day, that will keep us, keep going towards the goal. But, I don't know what I'm talking. But anyway, I feel like it's the practical church life in our daily living that will draw us. You know, we not only know the truth, not knowing all the messages or the knowledge, is the everyday experience of the Lord. Yeah. And it makes it very simple, just turning. It sounds very simple, but right. Sometimes, I don't know about you, I know inside of me is constantly fighting, yeah. You know, Satan and God, and I'm in the middle where to choose. Choose my flesh, I choose the Lord. Choose to turn, I choose to remain. So it's constantly. So that's the practical church life, the brothers and sisters, especially for us, the sisters, you know, strengthen one another by a little testing, by a little message, just help us to turn. I think that daily turning keep us going, and the practical church life, you know, just draw us continue to follow the flock, then we can make it. Amen. And then we make it for what? For the New Jerusalem. So we have to have that clear goal, and this all this message makes sense. And then we just keep follow the flock and turning every day, enjoy the Lord every day.
Amen. There is one verse in the Bible that I like to say to God in the morning. That is Ephesians 3:16. Oh Lord, grant us according to the riches of your glory with power through the Spirit.
Amen.
Strengthen our inner man.
Amen.
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 Praise the Lord. There was a brother I met in New York. He went to the training, and he said he, when he came out of the training, he felt that wow, I learned so much. I had so much knowledge. He said, Sergio, I felt so proud that I went through this training. I mean, he didn't say pride, but he said I was flying. I thought I knew a lot now. I can go and preach the gospel and all of that because I know the Bible now. But then I realized I was proud. I was proud of my knowledge that I had acquired in training. And the Lord showed me, no, you didn't go through the training to get knowledge, to be proud. So now you can teach anybody the Bible. You went to a training to die. So you can die and resurrect. See the glory of God. So, what do we express? Do we express the glory of God? Yeah, the glory of God would be fulfilled in the New Jerusalem. But we have the foretaste of the glory of God in our spirit. Actually, we should express this glory to others. Do we express only the glory of God here in the meeting? Only with the brothers and the saints? Only with Christians? But we also express this glory to unbelievers, to people who are in darkness. Sometimes we don't, right? But we should, because those people in darkness is the people that Jesus loved to bring them to light. We should love them. We should pray for them.
Amen.
You know, we hear some reject them because they don't know anything. Or they will. The Hindus, the Muslims, the this, the Catholics. We judge them and criticize them. No, we should pray for them.
Amen.
Show the glory, express the glory of God in him to them through our actions, through our prayer, through our walk.
Amen.
So we must see that God died for everyone. He loved everyone.
Amen.
Then when we judge, now we have this politics with immigrants, with all these LGBTs and all of that. This is not the people. It's the sin. And I know many, some guys who were gays, and they repent and came to the Lord. We need to pray for them. We don't need to judge them. We don't need to criticize them.
Amen.
The Lord loves everyone and wants everybody to be saved and come to the full knowledge of him.
Amen.
So we can spread his glory.
Amen.
Amen. I also just to add on to share. In today's hymn, the 62, the stanza 3. So let me read. So though last Adam was entitled and was called the second man, head of all the new creation, better than the first man. So in terms of this glorification, I think as a Christian, we also need to know, like we are sinners. So like, you know, we have to face in our life, sometimes we had failures. Sometimes we had conditions which are contrary to our glory. So do we accept that? I think, you know, our Lord Jesus accepts us as we are.
Right.
In our first creation, we are all sinners. So you know, I think in our first creation, the one critical thing is we just need to accept Jesus Christ. And then begin to absorb his life. Then we can have this new creation. You know, the Bible also says there is a vessel, there is a treasure in our, like, earthly vessel. That just means, you know, the treasure is inside us. So in our lifetime, it's a lifetime, we become like glorification, right? It's a lifetime. How we let the treasure, you know, make it more and more powerful.
Amen.
So it's a process. I think sometimes not easy, because sometimes when we look back, we may get discouraged. But now let's just read this. Head of all the new creation, better than the first man. So we are declared by faith, like, thank God we are in new creation, and your glory will lead us. You know, amen.
Amen.
Can we have some more testimonies from the trainees?
Amen.
I think we heard from one.
Amen.
Yeah.
Amen.
Anyone else would like to share?
For me,
I was kind of reading the verses from the week, and I think one of them stood out to me was Hebrews 2:10, which says, "For it was fitting for him, for whom all things and through whom all things, and leading many sons into glory, to make the author of their salvation perfect through sufferings." So not only was he our Savior that brought us from our fallen state, but he's also the author of our salvation.
Right.
So that means that he took initiative to enter into glory. So he paved the way for us. And since he's done this already, and in Colossians 1:27, Christ in you, the hope of glory. So all that he's done, the pattern that he took to glory, he's now in us. And when we turn to him,
He's the one to do it in us.
Amen. Praise the Lord. Appreciate all the sharing this morning. I'll try to be quick. I think I'll just continue what our brother Ethan shared in the beginning. This matter of glory and glorification. I think firstly we need to see that glory, it's you know, God expressed. This is the definition of glory. And so God wants to be expressed in us.
Amen.
So he has put himself into us.
Right.
All right, Christ is dwelling in us.
Amen.
He's dwelling in our spirit to be our life, our person, and our living.
Amen.
So he desires to be lived out through us.
Amen.
Praise the Lord for such a Christ.
Amen.
All right, we can turn to him. This, I think when we... When we even consider the matter of glorification, as our brother brought out, sometimes we may think that it refers to something in the future.
Right.
When the Lord comes back,
right.
We will enter into glory.
Right.
But we need to see that he has planted himself as the seed of glory within us.
Yeah.
And so there's something today that he wants to gain.
Right.
Something in our living right now,
yes.
In this age. Right? He wants to be expressed.
Amen.
So yes, when Christ comes back, objectively, right, we will all be glorified.
Right.
And Philippians 3, it says that, you know, he will even transfigure
right.
this body of humiliation
right.
into the body of his glory.
Wow.
And so that's objectively on the objective side. But then today we need to take care of the subjective side. Christ is in us as the hope of glory,
yeah.
as this divine seed that wants to grow, develop, blossom in us, and be expressed. And I think Brother Tom brought out, you know, this is very similar to a plant or to a flower, right? The glory of a flower does not just descend on the stem of that flower. And then, you know, all of a sudden, it's beautiful. It's in full bloom. But it's little by little,
right?
Stage by stage, this seed, you know, is blossoming. And then in the springtime, right, you see all the flowers are in bloom, right? They're very beautiful. And so we need to take care of the matter of growing in life, walking by this divine life, Christ in us as the seed of glory. So I was touched in 2 Corinthians 3:18. The Lord is taking us from glory to glory.
Amen.
Right? So we need to cooperate with him. Right? This is the direction. Right? His eternal goal is to bring the many sons into glory.
Amen.
And so stage by stage, glory to glory, circumstance after circumstance,
right.
there's more glory.
Amen.
As our brother shared, you know, even as we're driving, right? And we reach the red light, we can turn our heart to the Lord.
Amen.
Right? We can behold him in that instance. When we turn our hearts, whenever their heart turns to the Lord, the veil is taken away. The Lord has the way to dispense,
Amen.
Right? To add more of himself into us.
Yeah.
As we behold him, we start to even reflect him.
Yeah.
Right? There's a certain expression. Our brother does not take the light, right? He's there contacting the Lord and even expressing the Lord in that moment. And so... We have to take this matter of glorification very seriously. It would be a shame for us if we go through our entire lives without allowing the Lord to develop, to grow in us, for even for him to be manifested and expressed in us. The Lord touched me with this point. You know, I think many of us, We feel like we still have time, right? We still have time to grow and develop, to grow in the Lord, to grow and mature in his life. And even, you know, we should have this hope that when we meet the Lord, we would have a lot of glory,
yeah.
right? It's a shame if we go and meet the Lord and our glory is just a little bit.
Right.
You know, our glory is just, we didn't give him the ground in our being. As Sister Virginia brought out, we have to give him the room in our heart to make his home into our heart,
Amen.
To saturate our mind, emotion, and will so that the Lord could be expressed through us.
Amen.
And the Lord spoke this to me as a word of warning even. 1 Corinthians 15, it talks about in the resurrection, you know, there's even different types, different kinds of glory, right? There's the glory of the sun, the glory of the moon, and even the glory of the stars, right? This shows us that even the degree of glory that we will have can differ when we meet the Lord. Consider someone like the Apostle Paul, someone who allowed the Lord, who gave the Lord the full permission, right, to be expressed through him. Surely, he would have much more glory, right? And so we should take this matter seriously. That even when we meet the Lord, we would have given him the opportunity to spread in us. So even for the older saints, right, we still have time. The younger saints, start today. The Lord is encouraging each of us on, and he's even fighting for us. Hebrews 2:10 says that he's our captain, and he's leading the many sons into glory. Right? That means that there's many things that even oppose our going into glory. And so for this reason, we have a captain. We have someone who's fighting for us. Concerning our entering into our glory, it's a fight. And so we need to give the Lord our cooperation. We need to turn our hearts to him. Whenever the heart turns to the Lord, all the glory, the veil shall be taken away. And we can behold the Lord and reflect him. And then lastly, I just like to end off with this matter of oneness, the believers. The Lord has given us even the church life, right? So that we could be his expression. He wants to be glorified in the church. And so he prayed for this. We should not consider this a light thing. That the Lord wants for us to be one. He wants us to even have the oneness in experience and practically. And so even in our services, saints, we have to consider, you know, is there glory? Is the Lord being glorified in our service? Right. In our different service groups, in our coordinations, maybe even the trainees on the gospel trip. Yeah. Right? The Lord can be even glorified. May we all give the Lord the first place in the church life, right? In this perfect setting that the Lord has given us. He wants his glory in the church today. And so let me read this point and I'll end off. Maybe we can all read it. Let's go to the outline together. This is Roman numeral 5, point C and 1. Amen. Today it is by the church that the Son will be glorified, so that the Father might be glorified in and through the Son. Glory is the expression of the divine life and the divine nature. The more we live by the divine life and the divine nature, the more divine glory will be in the church. Amen. So this week, let's all live by the divine life and nature, that there will be glory in the church.
Thank you, Lord. Yes, Lord, we give this week to you.
Amen.
We will live according to the divine life and nature.
Amen.
Oh, that to him there will be glory in the church.
Amen.
Right. Oh, Lord, we thank you.
Amen.
Yeah, may this week we live by your divine nature.
Amen.
Oh, may your glory be expressed in your church.
Amen.
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 Thank you, Lord, that you are in us.
Amen.
It's our hope of glory.
Right.
Amen. You are leading us.
Yes.
To yourself.
Amen.
To oneness with you.
Amen.
Right. Thank you, Lord.
Yes.
Yes.
In the church.
Yes.
Corporate expression.
Yes.
Divine glory.
Yes.
Lord. Yes. Oh Lord.
Yes. Thank you, Lord.
Amen.
Thank you for another week.
Amen.
Another opportunity.
Amen.
Gain by you.
Amen.
For us to gain you.
Amen.
Lord, we pray that you will be manifested in our daily living.
Amen.
Give ourselves to you.
Amen.
Help us live by this divine light.
Amen.
Oh, this divine nature.
Amen.
Lord, be the one in us this week.
Amen.
Amen. Amen. Amen.
Saints, I think the other meeting is still going on, so I think maybe if we could just take care of them, we could stay here, have some fellowship before we go in 5 minutes. Does that sound okay?
I'm not going to do that. 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 I'm not going to do that.